Good evening, Vancouver. It is March the 14th on this beautiful day in Vancouver, British Columbia. And today's podcast, again, is to do with the coronavirus and shortages. Well, all I can tell you is that here in downtown Vancouver, things are getting worse. Not only is there still the chronic shortage of toilet paper, personally, I've been lucky and have enough here to get me through the next little while. And I was able to also snag some paper towel. But in general, there's still the same old shortages. And now there are shortages of key food items such as perishables, pastas, things that traditionally last a longer period of time. People are buying in bulk and preventing people that rely on buying those things, especially people like myself who live in a smaller condo environment, simply cannot buy in bulk because I don't have the room to store it. So these people that are buying these mass products in bulk are taking away from just the average Joe citizen like myself, who shops on a regular basis, but shops by virtue of the square footage that I reside in, myself and my wife. So this is of utmost concern. Obviously, with myself, I'm in my late 40s, and my wife is 40, and so we can still get around and search for these items outside of the Metro Vancouver area if need be. But the other concern is the elderly people that rely on shopping locally who do not have the ability to go outside this area. So this is a tragic situation of proportions that I don't think anyone thought that we would be experiencing in this day and age. Also, on another subject, the downtown east side has been talked about again, and the problem here with the inability to isolate, not only in the SROs, but on the street as well, where people are still packed in like sardines. I noticed today at the, I refer to as the stolen goods market, where people sell their goods that they have in their possession, there are probably about 300 people stuck in a very, very tight area. This is tragic. Now we're getting word, and this is not yet in the media, but we're catching word now of doctors getting infected. Apparently, it looks like there is a possibility of an outbreak at the Vancouver General Hospital. So that would be in addition to the Lynn Valley Care Center. Who else knows what's going on in the other hospitals? But we're hearing from reliable sources, because we happen to have friends and family that work in some of these hospitals, that things are already getting desperate. So clearly this, the COVID-19 or coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, is a hell of a lot more serious than anybody first thought here. And I still feel as though the various authorities going all the way to the top of the World Health Organization aren't telling us the full magnitude of how serious this is. Hopefully it doesn't end up like the Spanish flu, where it goes and kills in the tens of millions. But unfortunately, this virus it seems to be very aggressive. And in a matter of time, unless things can flatten out, we will have cases in exponential form from where we're at right now. So anyways, as always, we hope for the best. Pray that the worst does not fall on our great city. But these are the concerns that are facing the residents right now, Metro Vancouver, British Columbia, and pretty much all over the world. But we do have a unique situation with the downtown east side, which is problematic. Anyways, that's my podcast for today, March the 14th. It's about 6:30 p.m. And I wish everybody a good night, over and out, and hope that you're able to find food and the resources that are needed to survive on a daily basis. Good night, sweet dreams, and talk to you soon.